Thanks, everyone, for downloading this highlight clip from today's show. Sex with Emily has changed. To get the full episode from today, go to sexwithemily.com, become a Friends with Benefits member, and you can download the entire episode. Thanks for listening. Okay, dear Emily, I found your contest and want to win a book. Okay, so we had a contest that I announced a few weeks ago, but actually my book is called Hot Sex, Over 200 Things You Can Try Tonight. You can actually buy it on Amazon. It's called Hot Sex. You can search Hot Sex Emily because there's another Hot Sex book from years ago. But anyway, the point is, I said, if you want to win my book, email me. And so he just emailed me why he should win the book. Okay. The reason I should win is I've been married for 20 years this year. I have two kids and still enjoy spending quality time with my spouse and want to be married for 20 more. Physical intimacy with my spouse now is as much fun as when we were married, and I want to improve. And I'm hoping your book has some ideas of things we haven't tried so I can pleasure her even more. I love that. I have some questions for you. For male G-spot prostate, do you have any suggestions for overcoming the stigma required for this? If you've covered this in a show, let me know and I'll check out your archives. Also, do you have any toy suggestions if your significant other is too sensitive and most vibration on the clitoris is too powerful and isn't pleasurable? Is the issue always more foreplay before to better prepare for that? Is that just a matter of all women are different and some don't enjoy that sort of stimulation and prefer digital or manual stimulation? Thanks again. I enjoy the shows of yours that I've heard from Dan. Okay, Dan, that sounds like a good reason to win my book. So let's
get it. They have lesser crazy toys like by Fisher Price or something
right.
like that.
Yeah, Fisher Price toys, right. Or your toothbrush. You know, women used to use their electric toothbrushes as vibrators. Mm-hmm. Did you ever hear that?
No.
Yeah. And you could. I mean, they vibrate. Okay, so the first thing, let's talk about your G-spot question. There is a stigma required with male anal penetration. And I would just say, just overcome it because they call it the male G-spot. So many women enjoy performing this type of stimulation to men in the bedroom, using their finger or using a dildo, like a strap on. And particularly when the orgasms for men, apparently if they are anally penetrated, can be amazing and really powerful. So if you'd like to try something highly erotic, you can have her give you a blowjob while also stimulating your prostate. They say that like she could put a finger in your butt mm-hmm. while she's giving you a blowjob. And when you orgasm, it's supposed to be a much more intense orgasm.
Ladies, I hear that four fingers is the most pleasurable. So go ahead and
have you
that.
Really heard that? Are you lying?
I'm just lying.
Okay. So a G-spot goodie is brace your hands against the back of a sofa and bend over at a 90-degree angle. Spread your legs apart and have your woman get on her knees in front of you. This will allow her to perform oral sex while still being able to stimulate your prostate. You can also buy a butt plug.
Mm.
Those are good. They sell them at – you can go to Good Vibrations and GV code, coupon code GV15. And if you'd like to combine sex and prostate stimulation, butt plugs are one of the simplest options available on the market. They can be used during blowjobs or actual intercourse. They come in a variety of shapes and sizes, so you needn't worry about the experience being painful or uncomfortable. Simply choose the size that meets your requirements. Mm. So you can play with a toy. You can have her use her fingers. Start with one or two fingers. And I would just say that you should try it because I don't have a male prostate. I'm a woman, but it's supposed to be amazing. And as far as toy, were you going to say something about this?
No, nothing.
Just that you're excited for it to happen to you
one
day.
I'm very excited.
As for vibrators that are less intense for your wife, they have these mini vibes from Adam and Eve. There's like the pocket rocket or the bullet, and some of the little eggs are really good too. They're like round eggs with a remote control that has different levels. So mm-hmm. look for the ones with remote controls or with different levels because those toys come with like really like, you know, levels that are more mild, and then it goes to really intense. I always go right to the intense level.
Yeah, of course.
But of course, whatever. But some women like the mild ones. So, again, look for the ones with levels because usually the lower level will be the one that will be great for your wife. You can go to adamandeve.com as well. Use coupon code Emily at checkout, and you can get 50% off most items, plus the Kim Kardashian sex DVD, free shipping, and another free gift. So either go there, Good Vibes, and see what you like.
Awesome.
Goodvibes.com. I know. Isn't that awesomeness? Okay. So that – now we're going to move into our topic. Okay.
We are, or do you want to save it for tomorrow?
No. We have a topic, and then we're doing another show after this.
Oh.
Oh, why? Are you thinking we don't have time for our topic now?
No. I was just
– we've got time for our topic.
Okay, good.
Okay. So Single Awareness Day, V-Day for singles. Okay, instead of binge drinking, overeating, self-medicating this year, here are some healthy things for singles on Valentine's Day. Okay? So these, like, see what you think of this. Exercise. Studies show that endorphins, serotonin, and dopamine released during working out can improve your mood. Not only will you feel better, you'll look better and be healthier. Feeling and looking better may also help boost your quest to find a Valentine. Exercise is good for everything. Do you realize that, like, no matter what ails you in the world, they always say that you should exercise? It's true.
It's fun when you get into it. You just got to get over the hump.
You got to get over the hump to hump. If you haven't done it in a while, it's like, seriously, you just, the first few times are going to be hell, and then it gets into a routine. Mm-hmm. Okay, I've gotten all these recommendations, so we can debate these, because then I've got some good things that you could do, but volunteer for the needy. So several studies have shown that volunteering for the less fortunate have beneficial effects on mood, health, and lifespan. There's a helper's high, Psychology Today says.
Sounds great and everything.
But that's not what you want to do at Valentine's Day.
I was floating them a 20 and be like,
here's 20 bucks. I'm going to go drink a beer. Go to a funny movie.
Oh,
that's not a bad idea if you're alone on Valentine's Day. Psychiatrists are proving that emotions are contagious via a phenomenon called emotional contagion. Watching a humorous movie, a television show, or even stand-up comedy is a great way to stay happy on Valentine's Day and forget that you're alone.
Yeah.
And I'm going to get into the fact in a minute that it doesn't matter that you're alone. Travel somewhere, study. If you can afford it, get out of town, because there's seasonal affective disorder, which I think I get when it's like rainy and cold all the time. You get bummed out when there's no sunshine. So This is a long weekend too coming up.
It is? This weekend?
Yeah, apparently it's like President's Day or something.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm going to work, but the banks are closed and City Hall is closed. Do you think you get the day off?
President's Day?
Yeah.
Probably if I remind them.
Right, but they probably want you there. Adopt a pet from a shelter.
Hell no.
Several studies show that people with pets live longer, happier, and healthier lives. If you're looking for unconditional love, this is a definite way to get it and save an animal's life in the process. I did it. I adopted an animal from a shelter.
I had so many funny conversations with my other radio buddies, guys. They're both married, have kids, and we were just breaking it down about, like, you know, relationships and stuff like that. And we talked about
Girls with dogs
and how much of a pain it is.
Because you got to always go back to her house. Mm-hmm.
They're like, and these guys who actually get married and they're like married for a year and then they're pussies. And so they fold when their wife says, oh yeah, let's get a dog. It's worse than having a kid. They have kids and they said it's worse than having a kid because just the cleanup and maintenance.
It's a pain in the ass.
Yeah.
Having my dog has been, but I decided yesterday, I just got a dog this year. If you've missed this ongoing saga. And she's a rescue dog. She's very cute. Her name's Daisy. You can check out a picture of her on my Sex with Emily Facebook page. She's adorable. But it is a lot of friggin' work. Like, walking the dog all, like, last night in the rain. Like, I wanted to be inside watching the Grammys, and I gotta walk. It's like I'm always walking the dog. But studies do show, and I read this in a fitness magazine yesterday at the gym, and it was like, people with dogs, like, just all the dogs want you to do is exercise. Like, that's all they want. They're like, can you please, like, give me love, walk me, and feed me? Like, that's all you gotta do, and getting outside and walking the dog. So I'm feeling like I was resenting her for wanting to be walked all the time. But now I'm changing my attitude around and I'm like, oh, look, I get to walk Daisy. I'm going to walk her and I'm going to enjoy it. So I found all these new routes in my neighborhood and I'm exploring and I'm walking the dog. I'm getting into it. But it's the biggest responsibility I've ever friggin' have. Okay.
We also had this funny conversation. You guys can look this up. It is the worst. So there's these like teenage girls in India that have this condition where – and there's like been – people from Mexico that I've seen also that have the condition where they just like their hair, like the glands just keep on growing.
Okay.
So they're like, they call them werewolves and they look like werewolves. And then so we have the conversation, okay, quietly have sex with the werewolf chicks and no one would know. Or, and then we'd like pick some like.
Right. Would you rather kind of thing?
Yeah. And then we pick like, you have to take Susan Boyle. You know who Susan Boyle is?
Yeah, the chubby one who won the American Idol in
the
London.
The X Factor or whatever.
All right.
And you either have to have sex with Susan Boyle live on national television or quietly have sex with the werewolf chicks. And then so we would like – we just go back and
forth. Oh, my God. Neither. Can you
– No, you can't pick death. Like quietly you would have sex with
– Probably the werewolf chick.
With the werewolf chick and no one would know about it or – you would.
So she has a hairy face. Maybe she has a great body.
Maybe. I don't know.
Yeah. What'd you pick?
I picked werewolves.
Okay.
Yeah.
Werewolves. Me too. That's what I would do. Okay. But here's some things that we think could be a good thing that you could do also. Porn and popcorn night with your friends. Watch ironic porn with your friends. Girls, you can try out gay porn. Go to the Vagina Monologues. They owe a lot of towns have Vagina Monologues. Go to a live show. Go to sushi and karaoke with your friends. Go on a bro date. Make it as cheesy as you want. You could probably take a couple pictures.
Oh, do you know who was the last guest we just had in? What's her name? I forget from Good Vibes.
Carol Queen.
Carol Queen. There was some radio commercials I heard. They're advertising her going to go do a speech, a seminar talking about mating at like the Discovery Museum.
Oh, really? That was
like
on. She was on last week. Oh, that's cool. She's super famous, like in all the sex world and stuff like that. So we love her. So anyway, but I just want to say, if you are single on Valentine's Day tomorrow, do something for yourself that you had. It's like your birthday. If you're like do something that's loving to yourself. Give yourself some love. So maybe you order a vibrator, go buy a vibrator, or maybe you take yourself to dinner, or you get a manicure pedicure, or you do something that you've always wanted to do, just about you. Like, it's about love, right? The day's about love, and the day's about showing love. And you can show it to yourself if you're alone. And I don't think there's anything wrong with that.
I want to buy myself a pair of Air Jordans.
I think you should.
I think I will.
Do they still make those?
Yeah, they got a ton of them.
What are you doing on Valentine's Day?
I got to work, so I don't
know. Well, it's the nighttime.
Nighttime? I'm already in bed. I don't go out during the week.
I'm getting my hair cut.
You're getting your hair? What?
At 7 o'clock, haircut.
How much cut?
Not that much, but that's the only time he could do it.
Because you know how I feel about girls with short hair.
Oh, dude, you think I'd ever have short hair?
No, but I'm just saying. You know how I feel.
You don't like it. What do you feel? You don't like it.
I think that women with short hair, the only people that think that it's cute is other women.
Yeah.
Like, guys are not into it.
Never?
No.
Never women with short hair.
I would say 90%. Guys are not into it. I mean, of course, they're still going to have sex with you and tell you how wonderful you look. They're not going to tell you the real deal. But when they're with their boys, they're going to say, oh, yeah, I really prefer having longer hair. But there is like a 10% of guys out there that are like, oh, no, I really, really do like it. But if as a woman asking a guy, you'll never get the real answer.
I don't know. Some women are super sexy with short hair.
No.
Younger women.
And then maybe they're super sexy with short hair, but they look a lot better with long hair.
Yeah. Okay. Maybe. Right, I don't know. I guess I've always had long hair. Like, it's like my thing. Like, I just need it. Have to have it. Thanks, everyone, for listening to the Sex with Emily highlight clip from today's episode. To get the full episode, go to sexwithemily.com and become a Friends with Benefits member today. There's so much happening at the new sexwithemily.com. We've got daily shows with live streaming video. We've got polls. We've got blogs. We've got giveaways. There's so much happening at the site, and we just hope you all join us and support the show. So go to sexwithemily.com right now, and you can listen to this entire episode. Thanks, everyone, for supporting the show.